Violence once again sweeps through Iraq as several soldiers were killed in pre-dawn attacks against their encampment guarding an oil pipeline in northern Iraq. The style of attack mirrored another incident which took place in recent days in the town of Tuz Kermatu, where 6 police officers were executed by militants.
The men who killed the army are ordinary people. The Iraqi army is an honorable one. They are protecting their country.
Many claim the recent wave of violence in Iraq is the worst the country has seen in years. Violence intensified in Iraq in recent weeks as foreign-backed militants attempted to take over the cities of Fallujah and Ramadi in the Anbar province. As the Iraqi army and the militant group known as ISIL go head-to-head, fatal atrocities are happening elsewhere in the country. On Monday, Iraq's most senior Sunni official was targeted in a roadside bomb. The Iraqi parliament speaker, Osama al-Nujafi, was, however, able to escape the assassination attempt.
Osama al-Najufi was supporting the ISIL and al-Qaeda and made this operation to cause sectarian strife.
In the meantime, ISIL militants died while shooting a suicide video north of Baghdad. Their bomb was accidentally detonated, killing 22 members of the group. No one has claimed responsibility for the recent string of violence aimed at Iraq's security forces, politicians, and civilians. However, ISIL militants are known for creating these type of terror attacks and have been blamed by the Iraqi government for the chaos and violence in its country. In the meantime, official data shows that over 1,000 people were killed in the month of January alone, the highest monthly toll in 6 years. Serena Shim, Press TV, Baghdad.